Chicago. A man is about to get on a routine flight. Suddenly, he pauses. He doesn't know why, but he's got to walk away. An hour later, the plane goes down in flames. It's dismissed as chance. Time Life Books commercial, circa 1987. When I was a kid, I used to stop cold whenever one of those commercials came on. If I was drowsing to my mother's game shows, I'd jolt awake, sit up straight, and listen. If I was playing with my spirograph on the floor, I'd stop, stare, and let my colored pen go loose in my hand. If I was getting a snack in the kitchen, I'd run back to the living room to watch. Like the Pied Piper, the spooky synthesizer music drew me in, and the stories told by the priestly-sounding narrator gripped me long after the commercial was over, usually past bedtime. I'd lie awake, thinking of the woman with the prophetic dream of schoolchildren dying in an avalanche, the matching drawings of aliens produced by abductees who'd never met, the man who points a clover-shaped wire at Stonehenge, feels an inexplicable surge throughout his body, then faints. And I couldn't dismiss any of it. There are so many hints of a world more remarkable than we ever imagined, and of abilities that we barely suspect. Send for your first volume on a trial basis and see if you can explain these things away.